Welcome, everybody. I hear a familiar voice, so I'm going to let him talk a little bit. If you're going to say anything, Rick, and then go do your thing.
Yeah, I do. It's good to hear you guys. You guys having a good night?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear you guys. It's great you guys on the call. I'm actually in Chicago right now outside. We're having the wake for my grandfather. It just finished up at 8 o'clock, and I wanted to make sure I popped on, just said hi to everybody. For those of you that didn't get the email this week, we pushed the WebEx back till next week because obviously I'm not in a position where I can do it this evening. But you guys are going to do a call this evening on meeting people and how to come up with your catchphrase. So it's really cool you guys get to do that call. So you guys do me a favor. You guys have a great call tonight and share some wisdom on how to meet some people.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Awesome. Let me just share a couple things. First, it's always a pleasure to have you guys with us on the call. I tell you, I get a lot of questions from people about Pathfinders and really what we're about and you know, where we're going as a program and why we do what we do. And I think the best way to understand what we do is I look at this program like a confidence course. My job and I view this program's job and my philosophy of leading people in this business is not to be somebody's boss. Guys, you're nobody's boss. You're not in a position of power. It's not an upline with a bunch of downlines following you around. It's not your job to get under people and control things. Your job in this business is to empower people and to be a partner to people and give people all the possibilities so they can make it to the top. And then your job as an independent business builder is to take advantage of all those opportunities and go out and build the business of your dreams. So that's what this business is about. To really understand your role as an upline is if you understand the Greek word the Greek word, or the word educate is a Greek word, and it actually has two parts. It's edukate, and educate is actually to bring from within, which is really interesting. Now, most people would think of educating as putting in, when in reality it means bringing out. So the way that I view this thing and the whole program is to give your best, first of all, to people, and second of all, put people in a position where if they do their best, they can take advantage of it and they can get to the top. So in all things, empower people. This program should stretch you. You should be doing more than what you think you can do, because if you're not doing more than you think you can do, you're never going to get where you want to be. If you can only do 500 points a month and I come and tell you, hey, it takes 1,500 to be a part of this program, it's not because I don't want you in the program. It's because you can't make a living at 500 points. You guys don't understand my point. If you're doing 300 or 400 or 500 points a month, as everybody here understands, you can't pay your bills on that, right? Does anybody here think you can live on $500 PV a month?
Or no.
No. So if I tell you that you need to do 1,500 or 5,000 or whatever, it's not me telling you that. What I'm trying to do is help you see that if you want to make a living at this, then you have to learn a way to produce. And if you don't do it now, then it's going to be in 1 month or 3 months or 6 months. So don't ever be afraid when presented with an obstacle. Climb it. And when you climb it, it will never seem as big again. And that's such an important thing to understand in this business. I can remember when I went executive and I did 5,000 points, and it was like on the 30th of the month. And once I was done being overjoyed, I realized I was back at zero on the first, and it seemed an awful long way to 20,000. Anybody ever felt that before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, now if we don't do several thousand points a day, you know, you're going to be fishing me out of the river. And it's because what you think is possible, it becomes possible once you've accomplished it. So as I've told you guys before, it's not that you get courage and then you do things. It's you do things and then you get courage. And I want you all to understand that to put yourself in positions to where you're going to grow. And what seems scary today or what seems like a big deal won't be. And I can tell you to do your best and go out with joy and share this business. You guys realize, I just saw today on the news, you guys realize that unemployment is projected by the end of the spring to be at 8 to 10%. You guys all realize that, the magnitude of that?
Yeah.
Guys, we are upsizing. And you can take control of your own life with this business. And every person you talk to, you're giving them an opportunity to be free. So be a little bit bold. Have some fun. Your whole call tonight is about meeting people and how to share this vision and this dream with people. I look at it like giving somebody a chance. I'm not trying to get them to a preview. I'm trying to give someone a chance. And if you go out to give it like that, you're going to have a giant business. Next week, we're going to cover the mechanics and get into the WebEx. I heard somebody just ask if there's going to be a WebEx, and then somebody said something stupid about X-rated or something, but, you know, that's what you get for having an open line. But the bottom line is next week we'll get mechanical. Tonight, you know, by the way, have you guys all observed that if you don't meet people, the entire process is worthless?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is what you're going to talk about tonight are the keys to the process. It's the doorway to the process. It's the doorway to filling up your giant business. Get good at meeting people. If you're nice to people, you'll never run out of people. If you go out to share this and you're excited about it. And then, frankly, let's be honest. I told you this last week. If you're trying me, Ken, somebody told me just the other day, well, I'm not sure I can do 1,500 points this month. Well, here's my thoughts on that. When you guys go talk to a prospect, aren't you telling them this is the greatest business in the world? Is that accurate? You guys are telling them how great it is?
Yeah.
What do you think your success rate is going to be if you're telling someone else it's great, but you don't think you can even do 1,500 points? That might be a pretty tall mountain to climb.
No, it means you don't believe it.
Right. And in this business, yeah, remember what I told you before, even a dog can tell if you kicked it or tripped over it. In this business, prospecting, you'll have a direct proportion between how much you believe you're going to make it and how many people respond to it. And like I said, if you don't believe enough in yourself, where we're going to come in, we're going to believe enough in you for the both of us until you believe it for yourself. And your job as an upline is to have enough faith for you and your team until your team has enough faith in themselves. And as you acquire more people of faith, your team gets some synergy, and you turn a person or two into a giant team of thousands. And it all comes from that nugget of faith. And that's a really neat thing. You know, I'm in here tonight, the most influential person in my life, and I'm talking my whole life. You know, he passed, and we're basically going to have his memorial service in the morning. Tonight's the wake, and watching all these people come here and say all these wonderful things about him. And I'm looking at him, and this is the guy that taught me from an early age that you do what you say you're going to do. All these American Legion guys telling me he'd be there at 5 in the morning putting flags up, and they were all perfect, and he'd be the last one to leave. And the Little League Baseball League that he founded, the volunteer fire department that he founded. You know, I'm sitting there looking at him, and I got to be honest with you, he would get up and kick me right in the rear end if I didn't come out here and set this call up and just take a minute to be a part of this, because it's what I said I'm going to do. I gave you my word I'd be here, and I'm here. There's no reason I can't be. Now, I've got other people hosting the call tonight doing some things. But I want you guys to know that if you keep your word and you do what you say you're going to do, people will join you in this business. So have some fun. Look at it with possibility. You guys are some of the only people. You know, all these doofuses on TV asking for government money for their businesses. We're not asking anybody for anything. We're creating for people. So put your wings out. Have some fun. Tonight, listen in as to how to share this business with people. We have some wonderful people going to be sharing that. But I guess more than anything else, we can talk about hope all you want. We're actually creating hope in this business, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I believe it's a thing of honor. I believe it's something special to be a part of. And there's nowhere I'd rather be than working with some wonderful people like you. So hope you guys have a wonderful call tonight. And Jackie and Steve, and I know you got Ken and Byra helping you out tonight.
Right.
And the whole team, have a wonderful, wonderful night. And did someone just say my name?
No, I just said right.
Oh, right. Well, you guys have a great call. I'm sorry to come on and take up some time, but I wanted to make sure you knew that I wouldn't miss being here with you in any capacity. So have a great call, guys. God bless you all. And listen in tonight on how to share this awesome business with people. And the bottom line is have fun and burn like a bright light with Nikan, and they won't be able to keep them out of your downline. So go ahead, Jackie and Steve. It's your call.
Okay.
Thanks,
Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.